You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn about efforts to expand broadband in the state and why our guest says it's crucial for rural Wisconsin.
First, bear hunting season is underway here in Wisconsin, and today is the first day of the season that hunters are allowed to use dogs to pursue bears. There's some changes in store for this year's hunt, including a new law in place that aims to crack down on hunter harassment.
Even with that law in place, members of one animal protection group say they're planning to monitor and document bear hunting activity, which could test the limits of the new legislation.
Here with us now to talk more about bears and bear hunting in Wisconsin, we have David Drake with us. He's professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He's also a wildlife specialist for UW Extension. David, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me on.
Let's start with Black Bear 101 here in Wisconsin. Okay. What do we know about how big the population is here in the state?
Well, the population seems to be growing, increasing in numbers. Now I think the DNR has completed a second, what's called a mark recapture study to try to estimate the population size of bears. And for a long time, I think the DNR thought maybe the bear population was around 10,000, 13,000, something like that. And now they are estimating the bear population is probably closer to 29,000.
Does that mean the bear population has grown or that we've gotten better at counting them?
It's most likely probably a little bit of both, but most likely that the population has actually grown. And one of the reasons we think that is that we see that the bears are expanding from their primary range, which is the northern third of Wisconsin. Bears are primarily a forest-associated species, or they like forest land. And so the northern third of the state is the primary bear range, but now bears are seen pretty commonly throughout the state of Wisconsin, you know, even far into the southern parts of Wisconsin. And I think the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the agency responsible for managing bears, that I think maybe two or three southeasternmost counties in Wisconsin are about the only counties that have not had regular sightings of bears in them lately.
What accounts for the growth in numbers and the widening range?
Well, I think certainly everything's driven kind of by habitat, and so is the amount of food that's on the landscape, the amount of shelter and other available resources for bears. And so typically the better habitat you have, then you've got better reproductive success, and bear populations can grow for that. The other issue is in Wisconsin here, if you're a bear hunter, there's a lottery system. It's called a lottery system to draw a bear tag to legally harvest a bear. And depending on what zone you're in, there's four different bear hunting zones in the state of Wisconsin. Depending on what zone you're in, it may take you up to 9 years of being in that lottery before you're actually able to draw a tag. And so some people think that perhaps there's not as much harvest pressure being put on the bear population as there could be, and that also is not the harvest pressure is not limiting the amount of growth within the statewide bear population.
I know with wolves there's an ongoing argument debate over what the right number to aim for is. Do we have a sense, has somebody said this is about how many black bears we want in Wisconsin's population?
Not necessarily saying, you know, we want exactly 31,219 bears and no more, no less. It really is a balancing act. And again, it's the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is the state agency responsible for managing the bear population and regulates the bear harvest. And so every year they have a population model that they input a bunch of variables into, and they get a sense about how large that population is annually. And then it's a balancing act between providing recreational opportunities such as legal harvesting of bears, recreationally viewing bears, things of that nature. Bears can do a decent amount of destruction on the landscape. So they're a pretty good damager of agricultural crops like fruit nurseries and corn crops and things like that. You know, certainly bears break into homes and cabins and will take food out of the cupboard and things of that nature. So the DNR is trying to balance all of these competing interests between holding down nuisance-causing bears and reducing the amount of nuisance-causing bears, but as well as providing a variety of opportunities for Wisconsin residents to enjoy bears.
And the DNR also offers advice on how to avoid bears becoming a nuisance for you. They have a lot of advice for homeowners, campers, people like that who might have undesirable interactions with bears. What should we humans be doing and not doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is very proactive along with a federal agency called the United States Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Services, and every state has a wildlife services office and group of biologists. And so between the wildlife services, USDA Wildlife Services, they are actually the ones who help the DNR to manage the nuisance bears or the bears causing problems. So between the DNR and Wildlife Services, they're both very, very proactive about trying to educate the public, like you said, about what to do and what not to do.
So what do you have some tips you can share from their recommendations off the top of your head?
Yeah, you know, the biggest one is not to feed the bears. Obviously, if you start
on purpose or accidentally.
Yeah, intentionally or unintentionally, exactly. And now we're kind of in a gray area here because there is intentional feeding of bears to bait bears for hunting purposes. So you can legally bait bears during a certain time of the year. In order to increase your chance of harvesting a bear.
As a licensed hunter.
As a licensed hunter, exactly. Other than that, you should not intentionally be feeding bears. But a lot of people hang bird feeders, for example, because they want to attract the birds to their yard to view the birds and enjoy the birds. Bears love bird seed, for example, so they will come to that bird seed. If you've got a compost pile in your backyard, bears may be attracted to that. Certainly, you know, I think we all grew up with Yogi Bear and the trash dump in Yellowstone Park, and so bears are, you know, have affinity for trash and things of that nature. So there's a lot of unintended feeding going on the landscape. And as you feed bears, then not only do you attract them to that food source, but you attract them repeatedly. And then as bears come in contact with human beings and nothing bad happens to that bear, they start to lose their fear of us or become habituated to us. And that's where the problems really start to become exaggerated, because now all of a sudden the bears are bolder. They don't run away when they see us. Perhaps they start attacking livestock, or they start breaking into cabins or getting into trouble, so to speak.
Talking to David Drake from UW-Madison and UW Extension, looking at Wisconsin's bear population as black bear hunting season is underway. David, been saying black bears. Do we have other kinds of bears in Wisconsin?
No, we only have black bears, but there are certainly in other parts of the United States, there's polar bears and there's grizzly bears as well, but only black bears in Wisconsin.
Now let's talk about the role of the hunting season in bear management efforts. Deer we talk about all the time here. Controversy over the wolf hunt. Can you talk a little bit about the role of black bear hunting season?
Yeah, and not just for black bear hunting, but anytime you have a game species, and a game species is defined as a species that's able to be legally harvested and sustainable too. So that's not gonna decimate or cause a decline in that population's numbers. So legal harvest is really the primary effective tool that's used by wildlife managers to try to maintain wildlife populations at what's called management goal. And it really is a very effective management tool. So if you don't use some kind of a effective limitation for that population growth, you're going to have large increases in the population, and then you're going to see consequential negative impacts from that large increase in the population. So, for example, you're going to have more depredation to agricultural crops or to landscaping or whatever the case might be. So primarily with bears, the primary form of mortality is hunting, but it also sometimes is a vehicular collision where the bears collide with vehicles. And you know, a male bear might be as much as 350 pounds, but we've had bears in Wisconsin shot that were 600 and 700 pounds, and that's a big animal to be colliding with a vehicle. And so now all of a sudden you're not only putting the bear's life at danger, but you're putting people's lives in danger who are driving on those roadways that bears are crossing. And I'm not sure that, you know, I guess I would argue that it's probably a more humane death for a bear to be harvested with a bow or a gun than it is to get hit by a car. That's just my opinion. So somehow you've got to manage that population growth, and the best way to do it is through hunting.
What's the black bear's role in Wisconsin's ecosystem?
Well, certainly, you know, they're an omnivore, so they eat a lot of different food sources. They'll certainly eat other animals, but they also eat a lot of berries and things like that. So they are able to sometimes maintain different populations of pest species, for example. You know, they're not feeding on small mice necessarily, but they can certainly try to maintain some of the prey species that they are eating. So that's a good one. You know, as they wander across the landscape, a lot of times we look at them as kind of a keystone species. So if bear because they can occupy such a large range. If bears are doing okay, then we assume that that the habitat that is supporting the bears is doing okay, and all the other associated species within that habitat probably are doing okay as well. So there's a couple of different ecological purposes for them. And then obviously, from a human standpoint, there's just a tremendous amount of people that enjoy seeing bears, recreating, as bear, with bear being the primary purpose of that recreation. And they certainly bring a lot of money into the economy.
We're talking right now about black bears in Wisconsin as the bear hunting season continues to get underway. We have David Drake with us, professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison.
And you can join us at 800-642-1234. Will you be taking part in this season's bear hunt? Have you had any interaction with bears on your land or maybe in your town? And what questions do you have about black bears in Wisconsin? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you in just a few moments here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking about black bears in Wisconsin, and today is the first day of the season where hunters can use dogs to pursue bears, and we're taking stock of the bear population and looking at changes to this year's hunt, including a new anti-harassment law for hunters.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you taking part in the bear hunt this year? Do you think it's important that the animals be hunted, or do you have concerns about it? Do you have questions about black bears here in Wisconsin? Wisconsin. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. Melanie is with us in Star Prairie. Melanie, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
We sure can.
Yeah, I'm calling about the bear baiting. You briefly mentioned it, but bear baiting goes on in Wisconsin for, to my knowledge, 141 days. Versus Minnesota, which is only 14 days. It's unlimited. It's 10 gallons a day, I believe, but it's unlimited baiting. And in 2014, they had recorded via the Bear Hunter Survey over 4.6 million gallons of bear bait that was put down. And I understand that that's probably increasing because applications and licenses are going up. And so since that, we only have habitat for 11,500 bears in the state, I'm just wondering that bear baiting has to be the reason why we have 29,000 bears in the state, and the bear baiting creates problems for wolves as well. And so I'm just wondering, do you foresee this bear baiting changing in Wisconsin?
Melanie, thanks for the call. David, so does she have that right? We're not just baiting when we're hunting. We're baiting to get them coming to a place over a period of time well outside of the hunting season.
Yeah, and that's true. Let me just correct maybe or add some clarity. One thing Melanie said is the state has got more habitat and more room than just for 11,500 bears. I mean, literally the entire state at this point, because we've got so much forested habitat across the state, literally the entire state could be considered bear habitat if we wanted to allow bears to come this far south. One of the reasons there's some concern about them coming into the southern part of the state is because that's obviously where the concentration of the human population is, and the more bears and humans mix, the more chance that we're going to have some kind of negative consequence occurring from that that interaction. So I just want to clarify that. So you can bait. You can start baiting in Wisconsin on April 15th. And you can bait through the end of the bear season. So bear season typically starts the first Wednesday after Labor Day. So this year it starts September 7th, and it runs until October 11th. So you can bait from from April 15th to October 11th this year. And you can put out up to 10 pounds of bait at one time. And there's some restrictions on where you can bait and things of that nature. The other thing is the bait has to be completely contained in a container or stuck into a hollow of a log or something like that. So primarily deer can't get to the bait because there's issues with baiting deer, concentrating deer, and spreading diseases like chronic wasting disease. So there are consequences of this, and there's some very good thought that's been put into baiting restrictions and when you can bait, where you can bait, how much you can bait, and things like that. And certainly there are differences across the states where different states have different bear hunting regulations. One of the reasons that baiting is allowed in Wisconsin and the use of dogs is allowed in Wisconsin in three of the four zones is because those are both very, very effective tools to try to increase the harvest of bears. And if you've got a growing bear population, obviously from a management standpoint, you want to try to limit that population growth to the extent you can and harvest as many potential bears as would be allowed to be harvested that year. And so baiting is a tool that allows hunters to do that.
Melanie, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Gary on the line in Madison. Gary, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to say about the 4.5 million gallons of bait, too. That's one way to get bears acclimated to humans. It just doesn't seem right. But what really angers me is the fact that the state Republican government recently decided to put $0 into state parks. And yet, if they pay up to $2,500 per hound to these so-called hunters for any hounds that get attacked by wolves, well, the hunters send the dogs out into wolf territory. It's like they're asking for it. And then the hounds chase the bears up into a tree, and the so-called hunter can shoot them down like fish in a barrel. It's just absurd. I don't get it.
Gary, thanks for the call. That's one of the controversies over the use of dogs in bear hunting is that dogs run afoul of wolves, get killed. People like Gary worried about the state compensating hunters in those instances. Can you talk a little more about the controversy over hounds in the bear hunting?
Yeah, sure will. And Gary, they don't pay me enough to comment on whether there's Republicans or Democrats responsible for anything in the state, so I'm going to leave the politics out of this per se. But certainly there's controversy about running dogs. I understand that. And the controversy comes from dogs getting killed. Well, they're training the dogs to hunt and pursue bear, getting killed by wolves. There's controversy involved with the fact that people don't necessarily think it's a fair chase doctrine if you're using dogs and chasing bears and then certainly chasing them into trees and shooting the bear out of the tree. I understand that there's, you know, not everybody agrees with all of that. But again, you know, the dogs are a useful tool, again, if you want to try to increase your chance of harvesting a bear. And if you look at the state statistics here in Wisconsin, the vast majority of bears get shot over bait, not necessarily with the use of dogs. And so certainly I think in the last couple of years, maybe, you know, 15% or so of the bears have been shot only using dogs, whereas maybe 65% of the bears or a greater percentage of that have been shot over bait. So bait is probably a little bit more useful of a tool. The other thing about up north, where most of the baiting takes place, is that in the northern part of Wisconsin, you know, we don't have nearly the density of human population we have. So they're not interacting with humans as much up in the northern part of the state as they would be if somebody was baiting down in the southern part of the state.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to David Drake about black bears in Wisconsin in the midst of black bear hunting season here in the state. So it sounds like, David, if we're talking about this from a conservation and management standpoint, not so worried about whether it's sporting or not. You're worried about hitting the harvest targets.
Well, yes, but I think certainly if you're an ethical hunter and you've grown up in that culture, that, you know, there is the issue about what's called the North American wildlife model of conservation. So you do want it to be fair chase doctrine, and you do want to be an ethical hunter and things of that nature. But certainly there is that balance, again, where you've got a growing or seemingly growing bear population right now, and there is a need to be efficient and effective in harvesting bears to try to limit that population growth.
Do we have a sense of how the hunt is going so far, the not quite a week yet, without dogs?
I do not have a sense, although I have a student in my class this semester who went up to help his cousin harvest a bear, and they did not get one this past week. So, but I don't know. I don't know so far how the first week of the season has been playing out.
And we've touched briefly on an issue that I know you're not following super closely, but there's the new-ish law on hunter harassment in Wisconsin limiting mainly protesters' ability to interact with hunters, interfere with them, video them as part of it. Have we had difficult interactions like that in the past in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the country?
I'm not sure about it in Wisconsin. I know in other parts of the country, especially as you move out toward the East Coast, that, you know, hunting is not a very popular activity. And if you look at the statistics across the country, the number of people participating in hunting activities is dropping, you know, every year. And so it's a minority of our population, both in the state but also nationally, that is hunting. And so, you know, and again, I think this is part of the larger picture. As a public or as a society, we are getting further and further removed from the outdoor world. We're spending more time, you know, inside. And so that issue about hunting is a little bit more foreign to I think, generations recently than it has been to maybe our grandparents' generation or something like that, where hunting was a little bit more of a you know, social and more popular common activity. So I again, as with, you know, baiting and using bear dogs and things like that, I certainly know that not everybody is in favor of hunting, but it is a legal activity, and as long as you're hunting legally and ethically, there is no reason that you should be harassed doing something that is a legal activity.
As we wrap up, David, let's look big picture at the black bear in Wisconsin. When we think of large mammals, deer have the threat of chronic wasting disease. Wolves, we have the question, how many wolves is the right amount of wolves? How about black bears? You mentioned habitat has been in their favor lately. It sounds like any other long-term concerns or hopeful signs for the black bear in the state?
Certainly the population seems to be growing or has been growing recently, and it probably is going to continue to grow a little bit like that. And so I think we're going to have a robust black bear population in the state for years to come, and especially if the DNR continues to manage the population the way that they are.
And that means, I presume, we'll have a black bear hunting season as we do now for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I would be very, very surprised if we ever lose a black bear hunting season in the state of Wisconsin in the foreseeable future.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to David Drake. He's professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He's also a wildlife specialist for UW Extension. He joined us to talk about black bears here in Wisconsin. A black bear hunting season is underway, has been since last weekend, I think it was. Today starts the time when hunters can use dogs as part of the hunt. Still time for you to share your thoughts, maybe your experiences hunting bear, or your thoughts on how we hunt for bears here in Wisconsin. You can do that over at the Central Time Facebook page. Just send us a message, share your thoughts or experiences there, or share them very briefly on Twitter at CentralTimeWPR. Again, you can share your thoughts on that or any other issue we talk about here on Central Time on our social media presences, Central Time Facebook page, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.